Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called steady to $1 per hundredweight lower on a live basis as packers fill their needs well into next week and back away from the open market. Terminals are called steady to $1 lower in a very light volume test. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $31. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, March 13th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,789 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 42.25 to 50.68. The weighted average was 47.56, a loss of $1.05 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.30 to $40, the weighted average $39.18. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $20,093. The base price range was $42 to $55.40. The weighted average was $50.77, a loss of $1.87 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.04 to $40.29. The weighted average $38.32. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. I'm going to start out talking a little bit about South America and Southern Hemisphere, I should say, because we're going to talk a little bit about Australia as well. Favorable crop conditions are expected to continue in Argentina and Australia, although Brazil does have some worries over harvest delays and a few locations in South Africa might become a little too wet by midweek next week. Field progress will continue in some of the wetter areas of both Brazil and South Africa. Concerns over grain and oil seed quality will continue in parts of Brazil. Brazil does have did have widespread rain yesterday and early today from Mato Grosso through southern Goiás and then the central and eastern portions of Mato Grosso do Sul into northeastern Paraná. Rainfall ranged from an inch up to more than 3 inches in a small region from southern Goiás into central Mato Grosso. Amounts elsewhere varied from a few hundredths of an inch up to around an inch. Most areas in Brazil will get rain at one time or another, and it will interfere with crop maturation and harvest progress periodically. However, the heaviest rain will not be very widespread or persistent enough to shut down field activities overall or over a large area for an extended period of time. Some field progress will be made. Minas Gerais looks to be the wettest through the weekend, most other areas seeing some opportunity for sunshine and a little bit of warming in between the rain events. As far as Australia, no significant rain fell in the key production areas yesterday. A few light showers did occur along the Pacific coast, but amounts were under one-tenth of an inch. High temperatures were well above average from the central region of the country, from western Victoria and western New South Wales to far eastern parts of western Australia, where temperatures ranged from 100 to 108 degrees. It does look like the eastern crop regions of Australia will continue to be mostly dry for the next week to 10 days. Conditions ideal for sorghum harvesting and cotton maturation throughout the first week of the forecast period, and a few brief delays will be possible where showers occur next week. No reduction in quality of the unharvested grain is anticipated. As far as Argentina, again, it does look like a second week of a two-week forecast is up for some greater debate, and the most recent computer model runs are indicating net drying will occur for the end of the next week to up to March 25th. Overall, the forecast remains supportive of late-season summer crop development. Subsoil moisture will support most crop needs while the topsoil gradually dries out. Some timely rain may be needed at the end of the month to support the latest maturing crop. In the meantime, less frequent and less significant rainfall will support good crop maturation and harvest progress. Northern Santa Fe is the only region that is already too dry, and crop stress may increase and to threaten the late season crops in that area only. As far as the U.S., we are looking at a wetter weather pattern developing across the Midwest. A slow-moving storm system will bring some flooding rains to portions of the lower Midwest from late Sunday and through Wednesday. Rainfall greatest from Kansas through Ohio, 2 to 3.5 inches expected. Some local amounts may pick up more than 4 inches in the early to middle of next week. Moisture totals from Nebraska to Wisconsin will be up to 0.5 inch with greater amounts near the heavy band to the south. Serious flooding is likely throughout the lower Midwest and especially once again in the Ohio River Basin. Low-lying wheat may be vulnerable to damage from the flooding next week. And as far as the 6 to 10 and the 8 to 14 day outlooks, well, generally it's the 6 to 10 day looking at the March 19th through the 23rd, and that calls for warmer and drier than normal conditions across the southern high plains in the southwest. Cooler and wetter than normal conditions will prevail from the Pacific Northwest and most areas from the Mississippi Valley to the east coast. And the 8 to 14 day outlook for the Midwest does show a cool down in conditions with pretty persistent chances for precipitation in the area. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 1290, down 1.5. Last trade down 6.5 at the Board of Trade. May wheat opened at 1239.5, down 4.5. Last trade down 8.75. July, 1207.25, down 6.25. Last trade down 9.5. May corn opened at 568, down 1.5. Last trade up 3.5. July, 580.5, down 1. Last trade up 4.5. December, 582.25, down 1. Last trade up 3.25. May beans opened at 1403.75, up 1. Last trade up 8.5. July, 1421, up 2.25. Last trade up 11.25. November, 1323, up 2.5. Last trade up 11.75. May soybean meal opened at 356 unchanged. Last trade up 210. May soybean oil opened at 6268, up 12. Last trade down 11. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, I think if I'm right and reading the calendar right, we have March contracts going off the board today.
Yep. Noon will take care of it, and then we'll be on to everything beyond that.
Well, there is a premium between some of these contracts. March corn is at finished the day at 559.75. The May 568. Do we go up or do we go down to that mark?
Well, in a normal circumstance, we would probably expect to see the market pull down, and you usually see it follow. The only thing I guess I see happening at the moment is that we've had some pretty strong depreciation. And in combination with people exiting out of the March, I think it put more pressure on the March than we would have normally seen. And so I think we could possibly drop back to the 570 level, you know, 3-4 cents perhaps. But I don't think it's going to go all the way down to the 563. And if it does, it won't stay there very long.
Meanwhile, all the attention continues to be on the acres, and Informa has numbers out at mid-morning today. What do you think the trade will do with those?
Well, I think, you know, they'll look at them, and the only time they're going to have an impact is if there's a huge deviation. If they, again, confirm that they don't think there's going to be a huge amount of increase in corn acres, that certainly is going to support corn. The reality comes down, I think the general consensus is we just don't feel like we're getting the corn acres, and because of all the things that went on with the hedge funds and the requirement of higher collateral from the banks, what we're looking at is we had a push down in this market that took away some very good price, and the focus of the trade certainly is going to have to go back to the acreage numbers as we get closer to the end of the month.
What are your estimations over there at Stewart Peterson about acreage?
I would have to say I believe that the corn acreage is somewhere probably around that 87 million, you know, and looking at about 71 to 72 million on beans, and so. Definitely lower probably than a lot, but that comes from talking to an awful lot of people across the U.S.
We're hearing and picking up also that some producers may experience some uncomfortableness when their corn deliveries, your seed deliveries, may be delayed somewhat. It's been pretty wet down in Brazil in the harvest of seed corn, has been delayed a little bit.
Well, there's no question about that, you know, and now with all the rumblings that are going on in Russia about putting extra tariffs on letting any nitrogen come out of that country, there's got to be some uneasiness all the way around. I mean, you know, we need to have our product when we need our product, and you know, and get it into the ground at the optimum time. And when we look at the demand that is sitting in the background in this market, there's just no question we can't miss a beat this year.
Let's go ahead then and get some calls.
Alrighty, we're looking for corn to be up 3 to 4, pretty much following the overnight. Same thing with beans, 8 to 15 up. Wheat down 8 to 15, mostly on the fact that we've got a pretty good rain forecast out there in the plains with some profit taking. Cattle and hogs both lower for today.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. She joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.